I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Purchase your 2020 season passes at greatlakesdragaway.com.
All right, time for Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane, everybody's favorite hour of the day here on The Fan. This gives you the opportunity to get the three best topics that we did on the big show today. And your opportunity to get right on board and get your opinions heard in case you weren't able to do it earlier because you were at work or you had the kids or whatever the case may be. Now you can get on board. The right lane. The Bucks have raised their ticket prices for next year. Are increased ticket prices worth it to you? That's the right lane. The left lane. Should the Astros sign-stealing scandal affect players' Hall of Fame chances? Similar to a Bonds or a Pete Rose or something like that. And the return lane. Can Giannis's global popularity exceed that of a Kobe Bryant, a LeBron James, or a Michael Jordan? Those are the lanes. You pick which one you want to talk about, and then dial it up. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1057 FM, The Fan. And I will tell you right now, by far the most popular topic we had today was that Bucks ticket price one. I mean, it's not even close at this moment in time. Now, I'm just going to go through here, because there have been tweets coming in literally all afternoon since we did this at 2 o'clock. Here is one from a half hour ago from Kevin, even though we weren't talking about a half hour ago. I've been a season ticket holder since 1991. I've lived through and paid for some awfully bad basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they are good, they are going to alienate the ticket holders that stuck by them through the Todd Day and Lee Mayberry, Blue Edwards days, and E days. Hashtag shameful. That is from Kevin. Another tweet here from Nick says, oh, they care, meaning the Bucks owners. They charge market rate and what they can get to fill the seats and make the biggest profit. For every 10,000 that complain, 15,000 are trying to scoop up tickets.
Yeah.
Don't get mad. Just understand simple supply and demand. Gary, this reminds me very much of those days of County Stadium to Miller Park.
Mm-hmm.
County Stadium, where you had a whole section of seats to yourself. County Stadium, where you could get Diamondback seats, scalp your way in at $5 a ticket. I know, because Tim Allen and I have done it.
Mm-hmm.
And those were padded seats, waiter, waitress, right behind home plate. $5. Okay. But then you go to Miller Park the first year, and you couldn't get a ticket. I mean, tickets were going for a good amount of money. And then they sucked after that, and you could get a section again.
That's
but
true.
That first year, it was difficult. And then, as Braun and Field and those guys got really good, and tickets became a little bit more and more difficult to come by. And what happened? You had Brewer fans getting mad saying, oh, these bandwagon jumpers, where were you when we were awful? Now you're coming in and taking my tickets. Or now they're raising prices, and I can't afford to go. Same type of thing. The big difference here, though, Gary, is the percentage that they're raising tickets, according to people that have been tweeting at us and calling us, in some cases doubling ticket value, according to some people tweeting, and literally, people aren't bashful. Like, they're putting in the tweets how much they were paying, how much they're going to be expected to pay. We had one guy call earlier, said his tickets in the lower bowl were $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
This current season. Next year, they're going to be $15,000 for the same seats. And saying he just doesn't know if he's going to be able to do that or not. That's a pretty big increase.
Right.
But the question is, are increased ticket prices worth it to you. 414-799-1250. What say you, G?
Because at the end of the day, that's what it's about, right? If they're going to increase something, they're going to increase ticket prices on you, then the product. Is the product worth you going? Is the product worth you paying the money? You're in a brand new building downtown, and it is vibrant, it's bustling, hustling down there, and it's just a beautiful place to be. I mean, you were down there pretty much for all the football season down there. I mean, it's just a beautiful area, the Mecca, right? Yep. I mean, it's a beautiful area down there. Now you also have a player that we haven't seen since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It's been almost 50 years since we had that type of a
MVP.
Player. So now they're asking you to pay for it. And now you have a team that looks like they're trying to get to a championship or a championship game, and they're asking you to pay more for that. And I think it's fair. Would I pay it? I don't have to, because I may not go to all of them. I don't want a 10-pack or 12-pack
or 20-pack. That's the other thing. I mean, you're talking about 41 right. games. This isn't that's, 8
yeah,
games or 10 games.
It's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
I'll go 4 or 5 games a
year. How many
year?
People are really going to 41
right.
games?
I go to 4 or 5 games a year. That's about all I need. I mean, it does
plus
cost.
Plus pay for parking.
It does cost a lot of money to you and your family. But my thing is, they are raising the prices. But sometimes they raise prices, and you don't think you're getting your money's worth. Sometimes they raise prices, and a product is not good. For the first time in 50 years, you have the best player in the world. That's what they say he is. The best player in the world in Giannis. Is that worth you going seeing? You now have a championship caliber team. Looks like could be this way if they re-sign Giannis for a long time. Is that worth it to you?
Now there's
and for most people it may not be, but for a lot of people, the same guy you talked about with the $10,000, now he's paying $15,000. He was talking about his experience last year during the playoffs.
That was awesome.
Like how great of a feeling that was,
yep.
And it was awesome to be there. And if he would pay the $15,000, that's why he would pay it, because of that game experience that he got with that playoff team from last year. Only imagine his team is in the playoffs, right? And it's LeBron James and Lakers. Could you imagine being there?
Yeah, and ticket prices are going to be triple what you're going to pay in the first round. Because
yeah.
We got some of that information as well earlier from a listener saying, you know, first round of the playoffs this year, his tickets are going to be like $70-some. And if they get to the NBA Finals, his tickets are going to be like $243 or $223. So triple the value if you get to the NBA Finals. That's per seat, obviously, right. Per game. And again, once again, not a cheap date. But as we're finding out here with the Milwaukee Bucks, and the way this is going, this isn't going to be everybody gets to go to Bucks games going forward. This is going to be, you know, those that are financially well set.
Mm-hmm.
Those will be the ones that will get to go to these games. And Common Joe, see ya. Darren in Muskego, you're next on the Fan.
Yeah, hey, I'll tell you what, kind of a mixed feeling about this. I get it why they're raising prices. I mean, they're a great team. They got some huge salaries to pay. The one little deal, though, is that they took city money. So we did kind of pay up front, you know, for it. And I was all for it. They've been good actors, these owners. They developed it right. They used, you know, I'm in a union. My union bought season tickets for the Bucks because they went all union workers.
Sure did.
So they paid, yeah, I'm in a Labor's Local 113. We run ads with you
nice.
Guys.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. But so I respect that. It's a little bit, you know, different than what the Brewers organization, they don't pay their workers real well. A lot of minimum wage workers out at
and the Bucks have taken care of their workers at Fiserv Forum.
Yeah, so I, you know, that's where, you know, I'm a little conflicted about it. They did take some city money, so you kind of, this is, you know, let's face it, Milwaukee's a blue collar town. It's,
right.
You know, and, you know, you want tickets to be obtainable to the regular fan.
Working Joe, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. I don't know how they could be kind of cool if they maybe ran some discount deals like they do. You know, I like that Miller Park does that 5-county deal, kind of a
sure.
payback because we paid into it. But we'll just have to see. I'm just, hey, these owners are cool, though. I mean, they're what they're building around there, they're not going with cheap labor. They're building quality buildings. They're using skilled, you know, union craftsmen. So I respect that, you know.
So is it worth it?
I think so. But I mean, well, I mean, I know where our season tickets are going to, we got really good tickets.
And
we'll just have to see what happens on renewal, you know, next year. I mean, things are going good in construction right now. So
right.
Maybe we're up for it again. But yeah, but Yeah, we'll see.
Thank you for the phone call.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Things to go good in construction. That means he's making a little bit more money, Stevie.
But Garrett, that's the thing, though. The goodwill that they have made with different groups.
But he kept it local.
With inside of southeastern Wisconsin, whatever the case may be. And the different things they've done has earned them a lot of goodwill with a lot of different people because they've been taken care of through one means or another by the Milwaukee Bucks organization.
Right.
Dale in Michigan, you're next on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to say about Giannis, I think all that young man needs to do is keep getting better and doing what he's doing. And I don't know if he'll ever get to a Jordan level, but he will become a giant superstar and promote the Bucks and this state more than we can even imagine.
Right.
He just needs to be true to himself.
Mm-hmm.
What about the fact that, hold on one second. What about the fact that he's not doing the movies? He's turning those down. He's not doing all the marketing deals that come to him. He's been turning those down as well. He doesn't play in New York or LA. Does any of that eventually come back and backfire against him from reaching that Jordan level around the globe?
I don't believe he needs to reach that Jordan level. He is going to have a Giannis level all in itself. And if he doesn't have to play with Elmer Fudd on a movie, that's perfect.
Well, I'm with you there, Dale. All right, thanks for the call. What's wrong with Elmer Fudd, man?
Yeah, I like Elmer Fudd.
Ain't nothing wrong with Elmer Fudd. Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck. I like all those guys. All right, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. The right lane. Bucks have raised ticket prices for next season. In some parts, quite a bit they've raised ticket prices. Wanted to know from you, is it worth it? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. The left lane to the Astros sign-stealing scandal affect players' Hall of Fame chances, like an Altuve who might be a Hall of Famer, a Verlander, Carlos Correa maybe at some point, Alex Bregman. They're very young in their career, so who knows how that's all going to play out. But should that affect their Hall of Fame chances, like a Bonds or a Pete Rose?
Mm-hmm.
And the return lane, can Giannis's global popularity exceed Jordan, LeBron, or Kobe? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. While flowers and chocolate are usually a given, if you really want to score points this year, surprise that special person in your life. Something she'll appreciate, cooking up a delicious meal with fresh meats from Robert's Specialty Meats. Paul Roberts loves to play Cupid. And you can set the mood early in the evening with some of their cherry wood smoked beef sticks or jerky in five distinctive flavors and arouse her senses when she savors that first bite into a fork tenderloin USDA prime beef tenderloin steak or bacon-wrapped filet. Oh, that sounds good. If she's on the adventurous side, a guaranteed winner is Robert's legendary Al Capone pork rolls. I can talk. Combining several meats, cheeses, and seasonings into one awesome meal. Absolutely delicious. And they make them in individual ones, too. And put them in the oven, half hour, 45 minutes, and you're good to go. Call Robert's today at 262-549-MEAT. 262-549-MEAT for the best selection. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for specials and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats this Valentine's Day, there's only one place. Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. At Wendy's, every bacon cheeseburger is made fresh, like the Big Bacon Classic, made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef, and topped with Wendy's freshly cooked, hot and crispy bacon. Try one today. We got you. Approximate weight before cooking. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. We talk about global. This dude here, this dude was a global brand.
Steve, you take global to a whole nother direction.
I mean, if you think about music artists that were truly global at a different level, Michael Jackson was one of those people, without question. All right, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane in the right lane. Bucks raising ticket prices for next year. Are increased ticket prices worth it? In the left lane, should the Astros sign-stealing scandal affect players' Hall of Fame chances? And the return lane, can Giannis's global popularity exceed Jordan, LeBron, or Kobe Bryant? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Don't forget, go to GreatLakesDragaway.com. Get your season passes now for the upcoming season. I know it's going to be really cold out tonight, but before you know it, it'll be nice and warm. You'll be in shorts and T-shirts and being able to watch everybody race down at Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Affordable family fun, and you knuckleheads that street race, knock it off. Just wait and go race your buddies down in Great Lakes Dragway and be safe about it, please. Okay, let's go back to the phones we go. Jacob on the south side, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
Thanks for taking my call. I want to talk about this whole ticket price deal. I mean, it was a previous caller. I mean, he had a phenomenal call.
Yeah, he did.
It's just kind of a bad look for these guys. Like, the ownership, they're well within their rights, and it's, I mean, I guess something to be expected to raise ticket prices. But when I saw a tweet earlier that said there was a fan who was a season ticket holder for, like, you know, almost 25 years or something like that, and they raised his prices from, like, $50 per game to something like $75
Correct.
Per game.
Correct, yep.
And to me, that's, I mean, it's just kind of a slap in the face. Like, I think you could have done that a lot better. Like, maybe you tell your season ticket holders you're going to incrementally increase
Correct.
Their prices, but cut them some sort of a deal rather than just, like, these tickets are a hot commodity. Give us your money right now.
So there's got to be, don't you think there's got to be a reason, Jacob, of why this huge push in ticket increase? Like something, they're preparing for something down the line of why they had to jump it?
I think about, there was a comment a couple years ago that Mark Lazary kind of made off the cuff, and it was something like he was bragging about how little he bought his team for right after the Clippers had just sold for
$1 billion.
So it kind of maybe shows their true colors what this is all about in the long run. I just think this combined with, you know, your skyrocketing concession prices, I think it's something like $13 for a beer now for just a standard Coors Light or a Miller Light. Like, as the previous caller mentioned, when you have a publicly funded, mostly publicly funded, plus the $100 million gift from Herb Kohl, I just think it would be a much better look if maybe you come down on that end or provide something. But when you raise your ticket prices to this level, just know that there's also going to be a trade-off with so many corporate clients that you're going to have a quiet crowd. You're going to have a crowd that at tip-off, maybe the building's 60% full. Maybe they don't care about that. I think it's a bad look for a team like the Bucks that are starting to get more national exposure. But, again, it's just that something doesn't sit right with me about this ownership group. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's phenomenal. They got the building done. They've got the whole downtown district. But there's just something bubbling beneath the surface, and I'm glad you brought it up, Sparky.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few people that are questioning what's going on over there, but it is what it is. They can do what they want. They are the owners. You're in a position now that you never dreamed you could be in. Now, again, you know, that was a John Hammond draft pick along with Billy McKinney. They swung for the fences, and they got that, and they made that work. And then, of course, in comes Jabari Parker, and Larry Drew and John Hammond are having a presser. And while that's going on, they're trying to swindle a trade to get Jason Kidd here and fire Larry Drew. And everybody goes absolutely crazy because of how that whole thing went down, and they ended up in a bad light there. Then they get
is this what's going on? Is there, we don't like these guys from the, because they're from New York and they're not treating people the right way. Is that?
But that's not it, though. But that's not it, though. You heard the previous call. Talk about how well they treated the unions, how much they're paying their employees at Pfizer Forum.
But that's not the majority.
Well, I don't know what the majority is.
The majority is the guy that just called here a few minutes ago. That's the majority. People don't care about what they did do to other people and how they cared about this. Because I do remember this when this all stuff went down with Jason Kidd.
People were hot. They handled it the wrong way.
And they talk about big city, these guys coming in, they're going to take over, they're from New York, blah, blah, blah. But Milwaukee is like that, though. Milwaukee
always has been.
It's like that, and they've always been where outsiders come in, they don't take kind of that, and then especially when these guys come in, they throw their weight around, and they would never be forgiven. Like, for example, you say, well, the guy's been season ticket holder for 25 years. His season ticket should rise incrementally.
No, everybody should rise incrementally, not just that guy.
I don't know if any organization is
like
doing
we said,
that. I could be wrong.
I've never heard of an organization raising ticket prices 30 to 35% in one offseason.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard that either.
I mean,
but
that's the biggest issue. It's not, to me, it's not that you raise ticket prices. Like, I get
it. It's how much you raise ticket prices.
You raise it 5%, 8%. Okay, fine. You know, that's whatever. I get it. You can raise ticket prices, supply and demand. You raise it as much as they've raised it in one offseason. I mean, that's, there's a reason you're obviously doing that. Lamont, North Side, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
What's up, guys?
What's up, hey, Lamont? We read your tweet in the 2 o'clock hour to start this thing.
Yeah, man, I was pissed off earlier. You know,
when this all came out yesterday, you know, people were getting it at different times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like, you know what, whatever. It's, this is business. This comes along with success. And then I slept on it, and I woke up pissed off because, you know, off and on, man, I've been a season ticket holder since 94. And, you know, it's just I get there are going to be increases, but like you said, do it in increments. I just feel like this latest increase, I mean, I feel like they're hitting us with 5 years of increases in one season. And it's like, come on, man. I understand it's a business, but, jeez. I mean, you go to Atlanta and get a soda for $5, you get free refills. You know, how about season ticket holders, they get some kind of parking discount.
That's what I thought. Yep.
Something.
Yeah, I agree. Everybody should just get parking passes, I think, if you're a season ticket holder. And if you did that and saved everybody $30 a game, they'd be jumping for joy. Fine, we'll pay your stupid increase, no problem. But they're not going to give up that money either. And now, again, this is where I'm at, Lamont. You tell me if I'm wrong. If, you know, they don't get Giannis and all of a sudden the product goes the other way, what then will happen? Will they drop it back 30% in one offseason, or will they let it sit there and hover and not go backwards?
No. Well, hey, man, I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling a pulse right now, and I'm feeling that this could go terribly wrong. I'm not saying Giannis is going to leave, but if Giannis does not, you know what I mean? This could go very bad.
Well, it could.
Bad.
Yeah, it could if he leaves, no doubt about it.
No question. Lamont, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you chiming in here on that aspect. Hey, we'll continue on the Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Which lane you want to get in on? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Bucks raise the ticket prices. Our increased ticket prices worth it? That's the right lane. Left lane, should the Astros sign-stealing scandal affect players' Hall of Fame chances? And the return lane, can Giannis's global popularity exceed Jordan, LeBron, or Kobe? Young Express, the company we talk about so much, is continuing to grow. Are you looking for a new career? Would you like to be a part of a Christian-based, family-run company? The company has been in business for over 29 years. Oh, man, I would have to think so, right? They're currently looking to add positions to their sales departments. All you have to do is go online and apply at JUNGExpress.com. Want to work in sales? Here's what Young Express is looking for. High degree of integrity. Energetic, friendly personality. Willing to prospect new business via phone, email, and social selling. Reliable transportation. Willingness to travel within an assigned territory. High school diploma or equivalent. Outside sales experience preferred. Excellent written, oral, and face-to-face communication skills are essential. Closing and follow-up skills are a must. What you can expect if Young Express brings you on board to sell? 40-hour work week, salary plus commissions, bonuses, and contests. Generous mileage reimbursement, expense account, health insurance, 401k, cell phone, tablet, and all sales and promotional materials provided to you by Young Express. Apply for the position that fits your passion today at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives them. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fancy Sparky Pfeiffer. Gary Ellerson, the Packer Hall of Famer. Well, should be Packer Hall of Famer. I'm going to get that done. Once we get this whole LeRoy campaign done and get him in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, then we're going to get you in the Packer Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Bob Harlan said I can get in there.
When did Bob Harlan say that?
When we had him on. We just got to do a little writing.
Really?
That's what he said.
Done.
But let's work on the first thing first.
LeRoy, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist.
Yeah, first thing.
Once he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, then LeRoy can lobby to get you into the Packer Hall of Fame.
Yeah, then we.
Then I got two Hall of Famers on this show, me and Baby Tosh.
Well,
now we got some.
Well, Steve, you know, I'm going to tell you what I feel like anyway. I feel like a Hall of Famer every day I come in, I work with you.
Your sarcastic tone is really
that
driving
is not
me crazy.
What you tell me about
I know that. I know.
Oh, you do.
It's all right. The sarcastic tone is amazing.
I just like people to know what we talk about. I like talking about
you. I feel like a Hall of Famer dad coming and work with you.
Hey, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, right lane. Bucks raise ticket prices. Our increased ticket prices worth it. The left lane, should the Astros sign-stealing scandal affect players' Hall of Fame chances? And the return lane, can Giannis's global popularity exceed that of Jordan, LeBron, or Kobe? Real quickly here, we're talking about the Bucks ticket prices. Everybody's on hold. I just want to quickly hit these other two with Gary and LeRoy.
Hit it.
All right, Gary, Hall of Fame chances, should they be affected by Altuve, Verlander, these guys that were on this Astros team in 2017? Should it be affected like a Bonds or a Pete Rose?
Well, here's what I got to say that. If you're not going to let Pete Rose in, If you're not going to let Barry Bonds in, Mark McGwire, then yes.
It should affect.
You can't be hypocritical that way.
Right.
Yes. And they hadn't even done anything to these guys yet either. So, that you know, I don't know what's going on.
Leroy Butler?
Hey, listen, once you cheat, you're a cheater, man. And I don't even like using that word.
No, I don't even like using it either, Roy.
It don't. But
it fits.
That's some stuff that y'all fans like to do.
It fits.
Players looking for edges all
Look
the time.
Up the definition of cheater. It fits.
Well, it depends on what.
It depends.
In the Ebonics version.
I don't know
like,
about all that. I'm just saying the definition of cheater in Webster's.
It's allegedly is right behind cheater. Did you allegedly cheat? Did you try to cheat? Were you willing for, unwilling for? But let's get back serious. This thing is a big deal. There's a stain on baseball right now. That's why when we were talking about yesterday about all that rule changes. No, let's get back to this. How y'all going to settle this? Players are starting to talk. The more players talk, and if the one person gets suspended, okay, fine. But if you just cover it up, okay, just to make it sound good, you got a few, you know, front office guys fired, then the Pete Rose and the Barry Bonds, let them in.
So you say let them in.
Yeah, got to let them in, man, because I don't think – you can't take away the World Series. Can't do it. So when Verlander get up, and if I'm a voter, hey, I'm going to vote for it.
All right, so those are the lanes. We'll get to the Chevy Big Show drive home moment of the game, or moment of the show coming up in just a little bit. First, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Matt in Hartford. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show, Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. The owners, yeah, they did a great job. They built Pfizer Forum.
Yep.
The Deer District, it's great, you know, but...
Hey.
Sorry, Wade.
Hey, man. Come on, man. You can't do that, man. No. You know we on live radio and we can get to the dump button, man. This man went off.
I said keep it clean, all right.
Yeah. We got kids listening, man. Don't do that, man.
It figures. The one time I go over to talk to our producer, all hell breaks loose. Is that what happened?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Way to go.
We apologize.
We apologize.
America. Yeah.
Never leave the board. There's your lesson learned.
Y'all say at 5 o'clock we get the loose people call in.
Yeah. I say smarter people, apparently not. Harvey Southside, you're next on the fan.
Oh,
jeez.
Hey, guys. My family had season tickets from the time the Bucks got here. I gave them up when they got to be $125 a seat. So you can imagine how much that increase was from 1969. Okay? Now, I don't know why everybody's surprised about this. As I understand it, this is not the first time these guys have raised ticket prices. The NBA long ago gave up on their individual fans, and they're going for corporate money also. Individual fans cannot afford to go to the Bucks game anymore. It's not family friendly, and it's not family entertainment. By the time you get done spending $100 a seat, and spending money for food and spending money for parking, that's not family entertainment. That's not a night out. You know, if you want a night out, you go to a movie or something like that where it's a lot less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So the NBA and even the NFL have abandoned their individual fans a long time ago. And it does not surprise me that these guys have done it too. And in response to if Giannis leaves and they start to become a 40 or 30, 35 or 45 game winning team, are they going to reduce prices? I don't think so. Nobody else has.
No one else has.
It doesn't happen.
No. But what ends up happening is that you catch up with the Joneses because then they don't raise ticket prices. That's what ends up happening.
Well, shouldn't ticket prices be a function of demand, of supply and demand?
That's what it is.
And if the team stops winning, doesn't demand for those tickets go down? I remember.
Demand will go down. In a perfect world, demand will go down.
And shouldn't prices then go down?
They don't.
That ain't how America works.
No,
you know that.
Look,
I'm talking about economics. You know.
Yeah.
I remember years when I had tickets when I would send them away to clients, and they'd send them back to me.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. That ain't how America works. You know, they're gonna always keep that money, man. Just
well, I know that. But what you're asking is do I think it's fair? No, I don't think it's fair. I think it's wrong. I think the Bucks are.
Well, no, we didn't. We didn't ask you. Do we think it's fair? Do you think it's worth it to go see a transcending player, the best player in the world,
back-to-back MVP, probably,
and a championship team? That's what we ask you. Is it worth it? Because that's what you're paying for.
Let me tell you, I can watch them on television and see just as much as
that's what we tell people. Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, just do that.
Yeah,
and you're fine.
So I don't need to spend $200-$300 a night
right.
to go
and
to
you,
the
and you don't and you don't have to. Thanks right. for the call.
Yeah, we're not asking you to do that. Cause that's what I said. You can just stay home and watch it for free.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
But people want to go.
All right. Earlier in the show, we were talking about Giannis and MVPs and back-to-back MVPs. And I don't know if it was Laura, you asked me how many back-to-back MVPs.
Yes, yes, yes.
Sam Schmitz, our producer today, looked it up. Okay, so we've got eight guys total that have done it. LeBron's done it twice. So it's happened nine times in league history. The one that did it back-to-back-to-back years is Larry Bird in 84, 85, and 86. He's the only one to do it three consecutive years. Michael Jordan only did it once, Gary, in 91 and 92.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you're dealing with. That's what you're paying for, Steve.
Only once?
Yeah. That's what you're paying for.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what you're paying for, Steve.
I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
Oh,
what? I'm saying I'm surprised that he only did it once.
Oh, I understand that.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you mean? What? That's what
well,
I'm paying
for. He played with a lot of good, great players.
Because you're saying he only did it once, right?
Right.
He and now you may have a guy that may only do it once, but he's with a legendary guy like Michael Jordan.
For sure. That's I'll be on that list.
Yeah,
that's
what you're paying for. I mean, that's great company.
The list is Moses Malone, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson. Those three did it all in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan, Tim Duncan, Steve Nash, LeBron twice, and Stephen Curry. Those are the ones that did back-to-back MVP-type years.
Mm-hmm.
And to be on that list, Leroy, that's special company for you.
Oh, sure. No question about it. That's why I said if he does this.
Don't let him go back to back, Leroy.
That's some fine company if you win it back to back. Because people back when we're going to be old and gone, the younger folk will say, he was back to back when LeBron led the league in assists. And James Harden and all these other guys, you can name all these. Kevin Durant, name them all. He was back, that puts him in, superior company.
No question about it.
So if he does that.
This part of the Wendy's Big Show brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North off of I-43 North on Silver Spring Drive. Shop the remaining new 2019 vehicles with a payment waiver on all 2019 vehicles up to $700. Go to MercedesofMilwaukeeNorth.com. Okay, so I want to go back to another question that we didn't get to yet.
Go ahead, Steve. We got to
it earlier in the show.
Uh-huh.
And that is the global question. Can Giannis's global popularity exceed Jordan, LeBron, or Kobe, Gary?
It feels like it should because, Steve, you think about it, he's not really from here. He came across the water.
Yep. And nobody knew who he was.
Nobody knew who he was. So, but his popularity should rise even more where he's from, right?
Right.
One would think that he has the 50 states covered here. But it feels like, though, he is not. Maybe he is known more globally than we know, but it feels like there is not really that popularity out there of him other than just United States. Now, of course, the Bucks, they went and played over in France. I thought that helped him and the Bucks because I think when you look at global players, and sometimes we don't have this, here's a guy that's not from here, right? He should be more global than the guys that—
Like Yao Ming?
Yeah, but he's not. He's not for some strange reason.
If you took Giannis to Australia, rented a car, and just got out and started walking around in one of the cities in a downtown area, do you think everybody would know who he was?
That's a good question. And because he's so tall, yes. And in Australia, they play basketball over there. And it is
right. Bogut's got his league
over there, right? Yes, they would know him in Australia.
Philippines.
You gotta see now you're talking. Now you gotta go somewhere like that. Yeah. Where basketball really is not the biggest thing or the biggest sport over there. But, yeah, Philippines, probably
Thailand.
Not. But the problem is he's so doggone tall.
Well, they're going to think he probably plays basketball because of how tall he is.
Right, and long. I mean.
But will they know who he is?
They may not know
who
he is.
Giannis. Will they know who he is?
Because it's Michael Jordan or LeBron, either one of them step out.
Because in Paris, they knew who he was in Paris.
Right away.
Immediately, they knew who he was in Paris.
Right away.
Seeing that?
Right away.
We've talked about this in the past. I would have no interest in being that popular. Like, none. You really can't lead a normal life, Gary.
Mm-mm.
I mean, if you want to go see a movie, just you and your girl.
You can't.
You could, but you're not going to be unbothered along the way.
Right. You got to rent out a movie theater, Steve.
Yes. You want to go to Disney World.
Yeah.
You're going to rent out Disney World. In order to go to Disney World, would you get to that type of.
He can't fit on anything at Disney World.
That type of success or Six Flags or whatever the case may be at the end of the day. So, All right, Great Lakes Dragway, Pick-A-Lane continues on coming up in the next segment. And we'll talk a little bit more about Marcus Howard versus Dwayne Wade in their times both spent at Marquette. That's all straight ahead here on The Fan. Welcome back, Wendy's Big Show, Sipped Up Hot and Fresh here on The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson with you. Sam Schmitz producing today. Show. Don't forget, College Sports Show comes up tonight. Don with Chillis from 8 until 10 this evening. Make sure to tune in that. I'm sure they'll have lots of college basketball talk for you. Wisconsin, Marquette ranked in a loss to Villanova last night. Maybe they'll touch on a little bit about Marcus Howard as well. We talked about it earlier, our Marquette and Wisconsin legit NCAA tournament threats, and Gary Ellerson and I have disagreement over just how good Marcus Howard is and how good Marcus Howard can be at the next level in the NBA. I got high expectations and high hopes for Marcus Howard. Gary, not as much as I do. Hey, this segment is brought to you by Tally's Tap and Eatery. Their Thirsty Thursday specials, that's tonight, include 65-cent wings, $2 tall boys, and $3 Doc McKillicuddy and Fireball shots. Tally's Tap and Eatery, Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Bruce Northside, you're next on The Fan. Bruce. What's up, Bruce?
Yes, I want to talk about the Hall of Fame situation. I guess I've been listening all day to Major League Baseball, and they have not even mentioned it. So I'm guessing the reason this is that they're not going to be in trouble is because all of the baseball players from the Houston Astros had to go testify before the commissioner, and they had to tell the truth. And if they were caught lying, they wouldn't just lose the Hall of Fame; they'd be out of baseball.
Well, that's not going to happen. None of these guys are getting suspended. They're not going to take back a World Series title. None of that stuff's going to happen.
But what I'm saying is they had to go, every one of these players had to go in and tell the truth, and if they were caught telling the truth, they could lose. That's what the guys from MLB said, they would be out of baseball. So obviously nobody lied, because they talked about the guy that was supposed to get the Mets job, and they talked about the guy in the Red Sox thing.
This is the problem, though, Bruce. You've got video of Altuve that clearly looks clear as day that he's got a buzzer underneath his jersey. They go to tackle him after he hits the home run. No, don't. Goes running up the runway in the World Series to change, comes back down, and then celebrates with his team.
What does the buzzer represent, Steve?
The buzzer is one of the ways, allegedly, that they were telling him, you know, what the pitch was or whatever the case was.
So the buzz is like one buzz, two buzz, three buzz, four buzz. That's what the buzzer was?
I guess.
Garbage can, Gary.
Right, and then, of course, the garbage can. I mean, that's the problem. And it's funny because earlier today, Curt Schilling, thanks for the call, was on The Fan in New York, and Curt Schilling was asked about this whole buzzer thing and Altuve.
There's no doubt in my mind they were doing it. And Altuve's reaction after the home run was the easy one for me. Again, life's not as complicated as we make it sometimes. Sometimes what you see is exactly what happened.
And in that instance, with that picture and that video and everybody being expert lip readers all of a sudden, Gary.
Yeah.
I mean, it pretty much looked like, don't do it. I got it. And boom, gone. Gone into the clubhouse to take it off or change jersey and then come back out to the field.
Yeah, they all knew, cuz.
And speaking of Altuve, he talked earlier today to the assembled media and, you know, I'm just a normal guy.
Yes, we're a baseball player. We have a lot of stars here. We have a lot of great players here. But don't forget we're humans, you know, and life is about, you know, making mistakes and learn from that, you know. I guarantee you this is not going to happen again, you know. Yes, we made a mistake.
So he admitted to it.
We did what we did.
Not to the
buzzer. But that doesn't make us a bad person, you know. Like, we're going to learn from this and we're gonna move forward.
No, he admitted to it.
No. I mean, and that's the thing for me is he didn't admit to the buzzer or anything like that.
No.
He admitted to the sign stealing,
right,
all that.
Right,
okay,
right.
We made a mistake. You caught us, whatever. And that was it. But now he's trying to do the whole, poor is us type deal. And, you know, don't be mad at us. You make mistakes in your life, too. Mm-hmm. So forgive us. I'm not sure I buy all that. Hey, tell us a little bit about where you should go this weekend. You're looking for a little romantic getaway. Got a babysitter, overnight babysitter.
Yes.
Where do you go,
Gary? Yeah, it's the Pfister Hotel and the Mason Street Grill. The Pfister Hotel, guys, Saturday, February 15th at 2 to 3:30 p.m. and at 8 to 9:30 p.m. 424 East Wisconsin Avenue. Guys, come to the Pfister Hotel and join the Pfister's sommelier, Eric Mulberry, and then Pfister chocolatier, Travis Martinez, for an interactive wine and chocolate experience. There will be two time slots, which I just talked about, available Saturday from 2 to 3:30 and 8 to 9:30. Indulge yourself in sweet delights and a romantic evening. The Pfister is also offering a romantic retreat room packages for Valentine's Day weekend that include complimentary champagne, chocolate truffles, and complimentary valet parking and Mason Street Grill, guys. Listen, also, Friday the 14th, Saturday the 15th, they have an a la carte, especially lobster tails available for a limited time only. Check them out today, guys. It is the Pfister Hotel and the Mason Street Grill Valentine's Day Surf and Turf and Wine and Chocolate Experience.
Got some more tweets coming in on the Bucks raising their ticket prices. Aren't increased ticket prices worth it? CG tweets at the fan, I'm in a weird place of understanding because they are good, but also disappointed because I can't afford to take my kids like I can to Brewer games. They could at least make concessions affordable at this point. It's laughable. So people complaining about concession stand prices to go along
to boot
with everything else.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see. Wayne says, Fiserv Forum when the Bucks play will be a place where upper-class fans and corporate fans will be able to afford. It's a shame. In fact, it is already like that. Yes. And yeah. Listen. I know that it's tough, right? Like, those of us that were there for the 15-win season and were spending money to buy tickets to go there and watch that garbage team play and watch that organization, which essentially hasn't been good forever, for a long, long time there with Herb Cole and bad product after bad product, and people continue to spend money and go to games and all that other stuff and call into post-game shows, and now all of a sudden you have a new ownership group that's been in here a while. They fall into as lucky of a star as you could possibly have, into a superstar MVP that turns out to be as good as he is, and now they're looking to seize the opportunity. Now, part of this very well could be that, look, if he's going to sign the Supermax this offseason, you're talking about $50 million a year, folks. Think about that. $50 million a year. Meanwhile, the Brewers, we talk about them, whether or not they can afford to pay Yelich $30 million a year. And these dudes are talking about paying this guy $50 million a year.
Do you remember?
Then you're talking about luxury tax, a repeater tax, and all this other stuff. That's lots and lots and lots of money that goes into it if they get to that point.
Do you remember Big Dog's first contract?
He wanted $100 million, and he was hated instantaneously in the city of Milwaukee.
And do you remember how much he got that first year? Was it 63?
The first contract, I think, was 60 or 63, somewhere in that area.
And remember, Senator Cole said, well, the franchise is only worth 75.
Yep. Correct.
Ticket prices went up when they did this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're seeing
right
now. And
people hated Glenn the rest of the way.
Yes, they did.
And they never, ever forgave Glenn Robinson for that.
Yeah.
Now, that's the thing. I mean, if Giannis signs a deal for $50 million a year and ticket prices continue to jump 20 to 30% every offseason
right,
to help pay for Giannis, are people going to hate Giannis?
I don't know.
You think that's going to happen?
Well, he's got to bring a championship.
He could win a championship before he signs the Supermax.
But Giannis is more likable than Big Dog.
Well, he's way better.
He's also more likable. And
what was wrong with Glenn?
Well, the people didn't like Glenn from the get-go, cuz.
Because of the contract.
Maybe it was the contract, but it doesn't feel like...
I don't think he came across as a jerk.
No, he didn't, but Giannis is kind of already produced for you. He's not going to get that guy. P-Dog just hit me up. He said the contract was $69 million.
Whatever. I mean...
69, 63.
Yeah, whatever. It wasn't 100. He never got what he wanted.
Yeah, what's $6 million for friends? And yeah.
So, but at the end of the day, when you look at this Giannis deal, if they win a world championship this year.
Yeah.
And now you go into next year, and Giannis doesn't sign the Supermax this summer. Says, nah, I'm going to play it out.
Right.
And you've already spent this 30% increase or whatever else.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, it's not as bad because you're thinking, this may be the last year I get to see him play. So, okay, I'm all right with it. If he signs the $50 million Supermax, then you're saying, all right, I'm in. We've got an NBA title, back-to-back MVP. I get to see him play.
Right.
The only way this goes backwards on him is if they don't win the NBA title.
Yeah.
He tells them, I'm not signing the Supermax, and we'll see how this season goes before I agree to go forward.
Right.
And now there's, do we keep him? Do we trade him? Do we keep him? Do we trade him? And now Bucks fans are going to lose their minds if they're spending all this money going forward.
Yeah, and you don't know. As if come maybe.
Do
we
keep
him? Do we trade him? Do we keep him? Do we trade him? As if come maybe.
That's a tough deal. Gary Ellerton, thank you so much. We'll do this again tomorrow coming up at 2 o'clock. Time now for the Chevy Drive moment of the Big Show.
What's the Chevy Drive moment?
The way up. Here you go.
It's time for the Chevy Drive Home moment of the Big Show.
What I'm saying is when you've had season tickets to watch your favorite team, say the Packers, right? So, you've been a season ticket holder for the Packers for 20 years, right? Yeah. Gone to Lambeau Field, whatever else.
Yeah.
They raised the ticket prices 40% next year.
Yep.
And
now you can no longer afford to go to Packer games, and your run of going to see games at Lambeau Field is over.
That can happen.
You're going to be hurt. You're going to be a little heartbroken.
Mm-hmm.
No. You can't afford to go anymore.
No,
that's going. Yes, you will.
You'll save money, and you can watch it for free. That's a positive.
Okay, that's good for you to say that way.
That's
I'm just telling you, as a fan, going to games are
fans
a big deal for a lot of
fans.
They
think they're too entitled.
But, Steve, this is...
You got to try to be with your franchise. It's a partnership, man. Things
no, it's not.
Go up. It is
no.
a partnership.
Your drive home today on The Fan was driven by WisconsinDrivesChevy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.